Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. What does that even mean? I mean, seriously, Melchizedek. Say it with me, Melchizedek. It's a fun word, isn't it? Melchizedek. Melchizedek what? Melchizedek. Say it with pride. Melchizedek. There you go. You recall before the past, I have talked to you a little bit about names in the Bible. And how every proper noun in the Bible, or every proper noun in life for that matter, means something. A name of a person, a place, a thing, etc. It means something. Last couple days, there's been, sometimes I talk to you about Facebook. I'm going to again. The last couple days, there's been a thing spreading around Facebook. I see people passing from one person to another. It's all about, click this thing and it'll tell you what your name means. And it's wrong. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's totally wrong. Like, everyone who clicks on it, it seems like it says something like, I think it's every woman is told that their name means little warrior or something like that. The first one I saw was the name Sarah. Someone had posted this. She said, oh, look at this. My name means little warrior. No, it doesn't. Your name is Hebrew. Sarah is a Hebrew name. It's not Egyptian, which is what the website said. It doesn't mean little warrior. It means princess. I know this. I'm married to a Sarah. I assure you. She's not here to defend herself. I assure you, it means princess. I remember when my mother-in-law told me it was one of the worst mistakes they ever made was telling her what her name meant. Thanks, Mary. But every proper name means something. We just miss a lot of that in the Bible because of that whole we don't speak the language thing. I mean, how many of you are fluent in Greek? There you go. How many of you are fluent in Hebrew? And how often do we see those names get translated in Scripture? Not that often. Typically, all those proper names get left alone. And as a result, we see things like Melchizedek, and we gloss over it, we move on, and we have no idea what we just said or what we just heard. You know the name Jesus? Jesus is a Greek name. His real name was probably Joshua. We're not going to go down this road too far. But given that he didn't speak Greek and none of his friends did, well, the odds are good that Joshua is probably what he was called, and it means God saves. But in the New Testament, which is written in Greek, we have the name Jesus, Jesus. Paul, who wrote the letter today to the Hebrews. Paul is a Greek name. You know what Paul means? It means humble. What was his name originally?
Saul.
Saul. Good job. You know what Saul means? I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I do know. Saul means prayed for or asked of God. Every proper name means something in the Bible and in life. And that includes, say it with me proudly, Melchizedek. Melchizedek is formed from two words, Malachi and Sedek. And make a long story short-ish, it means my king is righteousness. My king is righteousness. That's what it means. And what does righteousness mean? It means right standing or right behavior within a community. I know I'm having you repeat a lot, but let's do that. Can you please say with me, right standing,
right standing.
Or right behavior.
Right behavior.
And here's a really important part. Within a community. Ethical conduct. Ethical. Righteousness. Oh, you can stop repeating. Ethical conduct. Righteousness. It requires the presence of an other. By definition, a community means more than one person, right? Can you be a community of yourself? Not too easy. How often do you experience or hear people trying to basically boil down Christianity to just be a good person? That's what it is. This wedding I was doing last night, there was all these people there who I'd never met before. All sorts of backgrounds. Some of them were churchy type people. Some of them were not. Some of them had grown up in organized religion. Some of them had not. Some of them had left. Some had stayed. And of course, because I was the pastor guy, and I stuck around for a while because I knew the bride and the groom, many of them wanted to talk about faith stuff. And it is not uncommon when I get in those situations that someone will eventually say something to the effect of, well, really, it just boils down to being a good person. I mean, that's all it really is, just being a good person. But when someone says that, what do they really mean? Don't do anything bad, right? I mean, usually that's what they mean when they say that to me. It just comes down to, you know, as long as you don't hurt anyone, you'll be fine. But that's not enough. We've actually talked about this before. That's not enough. Ethical, righteous behavior requires actually acting. It requires acting towards others because it's about community. You can't be ethical in a vacuum. You can't be righteous by yourself. It requires connections to others. It requires actions and activity and interactions with others. It isn't enough to just don't do bad. You must actively do good. You see the difference there? It's a huge difference, but it gets glossed over all the time. Well, so long as I'm not hurting anyone, it must be okay. But are you actually helping anyone? Is what I always want to ask whenever I hear that. And sometimes, depending on how late into the reception we are, I say that to them. The traditional way of looking at this Melchizedek, it's hard for me to say too, the traditional way of looking at this whole Melchizedek section of Hebrews, the traditional way is to talk about Melchizedek as symbolic of Christ. Melchizedek was a high priest back in the time of Abraham. And to look at him as somehow symbolic of Christ as this high priest, and about how Christ is like this ancient high priest making sacrifices, in this case of himself, for our sins. That's the traditional way of looking at this bit about Melchizedek in Hebrews. That Jesus is this high priest, just like Melchizedek was, and he makes sacrifices for others, just like Melchizedek did, and we benefit from him. But as I was looking at this past week, I started wondering, what if there's something a little deeper there? Because what did we say his name means? My king is righteousness. My king is righteousness. That's a noun. That's a noun. That's not an adjective. It's not my king is righteous. My king is righteousness. My king is righteous is talking about how awesome my king is. Yeah, my king is righteous. My king is righteousness is a noun. 1 John 4, there's that passage where it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not know God, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. It doesn't say because God is loving, which is an adjective. It says God is love, which is a noun. It's not my king is righteous. My king is righteousness. My king, my leader, my teacher, my focal point is righteousness, is ethical conduct, is right standing within a community personified. Do you see how that's even bigger than just saying my king is righteous? It's so much bigger. It changes the whole passage. Instead of just talking about God is so awesome and Jesus is so righteous, it becomes this challenge. My king is righteousness. My king is dependable to do the right thing in community. And by extension, as one who claims that king, as one who claims that God, I will be similarly dependable. I will remember the poor. I will reach out to the imprisoned. I will speak out for justice. I will step out of my comfort zone and witness to God's love. And I will do so because I chose to bear the name of the one who claimed for me that righteous purpose. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. According to the order of my king is righteousness. The traditional way of looking at it is right. Jesus is still the priest. And yes, Jesus is still the focus, which is how it should be. It ain't about us. But never forget that you are his disciple. And that that means something. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the challenges you put before us, for the opportunities you give us to witness to others your love and faithfulness. We ask you to bless us this day and always, to help us to find the ways to exemplify you in our lives. We give you thanks for the love that you have shown us and for the opportunity to show that love to others. We ask all of these things, O God, and pray all of these things, trusting in your holy, good, and gracious name. Amen.